Hello, everybody. Today's topic is Kanye West for president. I'm going to keep it a stack with y'all. I felt like Kanye West was about to flatline back when he made that song Slaved and performed it on one of them award shows. I further knew this man was having mental problems when he said slavery was a choice. Then he started selling these holy bum-looking shirts and pants, looking like he went and robbed a homeless man in an alley, threw them up online, and tried to sell them for ridiculous prices. Are you serious? Then he started up a church. These are signs of mental illness. If the rich of the rich, now, he's running or call himself throwing his hat in the ring for president. Yes, of these United States. He did an interview for Forbes magazine, and to me, it was a great embarrassment. He talked like a mental patient. Is there no one in Kanye's camp that can help this man, that can grab him by the arm and pull him to the side and say, hey, come on, don't say that. A sister, a aunt, Kim, you can't help this man? Or do you think he's just misunderstood? I've been around people who have schizophrenia. I know what they sound like. I know how they think and how they talk. And he sounds like someone who's off their meds. Like, seriously. Now, when we come back, I'll read you some of the excerpts from the Forbes interview and tell you, and you tell me, if these are thoughts of a sane person. Welcome back. Now, before the break, I told you guys I would read a few questions and answers from the Kanye interview with Forbes. The interviewer asked Kanye, what political party are you running with? Kanye replied, he's going to call it the birthday party. Are you fucking kidding me? Not Democrat, not Republican, but the birthday party. Seriously? When asked about the cure for the coronavirus, Kanye says, We pray for freedom. It's all about God. We need to stop doing things to make God mad. This is what he's saying. He's talking this type of talk all through this 15-20 minute interview. Never giving an intelligent reply, much like the president we have now. When asked about vaccines, Kanye replied, so many of our children are being vaccinated and paralyzed. So when they say we're going to fix COVID with vaccine, I'm extremely cautious. That's the mark of the beast. They want to put chips in us. They want to do all things, all kinds of things to us to make it to where we can't cross the gates of heaven. What happened to Kanye, y'all? I mean, what happened? This man said he wants to create a world like Wakanda. You know, when he gets voted into office, he wants to create a world like Wakanda. He says he liked the shoes that wrapped around the feet in the movie. So he's going to get with Nike and create something like that. Are you kidding me? We're in the middle of a pandemic and you talking about making shoes that wrap around the feet. Are you kidding me? He can't be serious. He has to be doing this for attention. And we're giving him that attention, unfortunately. Me talking about him right now is giving him that attention. Bro, Wakanda is a fictitional place. In Wakanda, they kept all of their resources to themselves, while the rest of the world suffered. people don't seem to grasp that point of the movie, that Wakandans kept their riches to themselves while the real world that had people that looked like them suffered in poverty. The only thing that people want to shine light on in that movie is the fact that black people were rich and powerful. But if you're not helping others with your riches, what's the point? Someone just needs to turn Kanye's mic off. Turn it off. End of story. Kanye does not care about liberating black people. He's out here married to a whole white woman. Armenian, she's still white. His thoughts on black history. This was his reply to his thoughts on black history. Every year, they got to remind us about the fact that we couldn't vote. They, meaning white supremacy construct. And you married to a whole white woman. You can't straddle the fence, bro. You can't do it. You can't act like you pro-black, but you married and got a whole white in-laws who constantly and repeatedly try to take everything of the black aesthetic, everything of black people and make it their own. They want to look like black people. They want to have skin color like black people. They want their hair like black people. That's what they do. They all had butt surgery so they can have big butts like black people. Are you kidding me? So that's my commentary on that. Somebody needs to just take his mic, shut it off, and get him to the nearest psychiatric ward and get him his meds. Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next time and get Anchor and download it. Thanks for listening.